The fourth ordinary session of the fifth Pan-African Parliament sitting was suspended yesterday with no resumption date in sight. This follows chaotic scenes during a debate on the organization's election process, which led to the collapse of an ordinary session held in Midrand this week. Scenes included violent altercations and threats being exchanged between parliamentary dignitaries.
On a point of order, madam,
we are not going to have a debate.
There will be no debate.
No, you are not in position to tell us anything. You are not in position to tell us anything. You are not. You are nothing in this path. You are not elected to be anything. Don't think you can give us any instruction when. Yes, sir.
You make mistake.
Secretary General,
we
can you explain on the issue of that letter, please? Can you explain to the plenary the issue of the letter?
And Madam Chair, your chairmanship expired yesterday. You are not on the chair today.
At the heart of the division was the strong push by SADC countries for the implementation of a rotational principle in the election of the Pan-African Parliament president, which was meant to be elected during this very sitting. Head of Media and Communications for the Pan-African Parliament, Geoffrey Onganga, explains what the sitting had hoped to achieve, what caused the division, and what next steps would be implemented by the organization.
The main item on this session's agenda was the election of the new leadership of the Pan-African Parliament, which is the Bureau. The Bureau is composed of a president and the four vice presidents, all of them representing each region of the continent. Besides that, the session was also going to engage on the COVID-19 situation on the continent, especially with regards to access to vaccine for member states of the African Union. But during the proceedings, it turned out that members of the Pan-African Parliament disagreed on the principle of rotation. The principle of rotation is a principle that's applied at the African Union level, which also means that it has to be applied in other organs of the Union. But the implementation phase, the implementation date, the implementation framework and time frame was a point of disagreement among the members of the Pan-African Parliament, especially members from the Southern Caucasus, who believed it was time for the Pan-African Parliament to implement the principle of rotation, therefore allowing for only Southern Africa and North Africa, two regions that have never had the presidency of the Pan-African Parliament, to compete for the position of president this time around. Yeah, that was really the main point of disagreement, and that's why tensions that were clear from the live stream that we were able to offer to the public could be seen. So why did Mr. Arawa decide it would be best to suspend the sessions? Obviously, in his statement after the suspension of the session, the Clerk of Parliament, Mr. VP Arawa, made it clear that the environment was no longer conducive for an election. The disruptions, the robust interactions between members of parliament made it impossible for an election to be conducted in the current circumstances. So he had no other option than to suspend the session indefinitely. Of course, it means that the Pan-African Parliament, after having announced the vacancies in the Bureau, the announcement made by the Clerk of Parliament, will leave the session without a parliamentary leadership. It means that we don't have a Bureau that is elected as it was supposed to happen at this session. It also means that there's an impact on the continuity of parliamentary business. So obviously, it talks to now the way forward. So next step, of course, is a time frame for when another ordinary session, or perhaps an extraordinary session of the Pan-African Parliament, will be convened. And that session will obviously still deal with the election of the Bureau of the Pan-African Parliament. And the date is yet to be decided upon because it depends on a lot of aspects. But the Clerk of Parliament has also made it clear that before calling for another ordinary session, the issues that were the point of disagreement between members of Parliament need to be resolved before we go for another session to elect a new bureau. Those are the next steps, and engagements, consultations are on the way to define the best way forward.
While the chaotic scenes at the Pan-African Parliament this week have been widely criticized as a display of disunity on the continent, Onganga says that such displays are not uncommon in parliaments around the world.
And of course, if I may add something, the Clerk of Parliament regrets the interruptions that have occurred during the ongoing ordinary session and the implications, of course, for the continuity of parliamentary business. He also notes that this is usually the nature. This is not to justify the incidents, the disruptions, and the sometimes very ugly scenes that were seen. But this is sometimes the nature of parliaments around the world.
This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Malone.